This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about health care reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com. Here's Mike Adams.
Okay, this is a serious discussion about the military readiness of North Korea. I've come across a lot of information recently, you know, because of the escalation of tensions there. That has me quite concerned, a lot more concerned than I was a few days ago. So I want to share with you what I'm seeing, why this is a big deal. My initial impression before all of this was that North Korea had all outdated equipment, that it had a kind of a crappy military. And not even good rifles, probably. Well, it turns out that North Korea, you know, because it's a buffer zone for both Russia and China, it is in the interest of both Russia and China to give North Korea or sell North Korea a lot of military equipment. And so over the years, what has happened is the former Soviet Union sold a lot of equipment to North Korea, probably including, I'm now learning, nuclear-capable submarines. So submarines that can launch nuclear ICBMs or what's called submarine launched ICBMs, nuclear warhead missiles. So it looks like North Korea now has some Soviet designed submarines, or at least submarines that are modeled after Soviet designs, and that this was probably intentional on the part of the former Soviet Union before the fall of the Soviet Union. And that was some really good tech, by the way, in terms of just military capabilities. You know, Soviet engineers are not idiots. They are highly capable, just so you know. In fact, some people argue that in many ways they design more robust aircraft than U.S. Weapons engineers. So they're not by any means incompetent, and it looks like North Korea has that technology. At the same time, China also has an interest in North Korea remaining a viable communist regime as a buffer space for China. So China has also been giving North Korea or selling them technology over the years, which probably includes surface-to-air missiles, you know, missile defense battery systems, possibly communications gear, possibly electronic jamming equipment, and other ground-based equipment such as troop transports and anti-tank weapon systems and things like that. The point is, I was not fully aware of all of this when I first started analyzing the situation. It looks like North Korea is actually a lot more capable than we might have thought. Now, why does this matter? You might be asking, can't we just take them out? Can't we just launch a bunch of missiles and take out the North Korean government? You know, kill Kim Jong-un, destroy his top generals and free his people and eliminate the insanity of the North Korean regime, all that. Can't we just do that? That's the question that people are asking. The answer is not without risking a massive nuclear retaliatory strike. In other words, North Korea, very likely, this is almost a certainty, has dozens of submarines cruising around the Pacific Ocean right now, some of which are carrying nuclear ICBMs that can be launched from the submarines that have ranges that might be very likely are enough to strike U.S. cities, especially on the West Coast. So the ranges of some of those missiles might be 2,000 miles, let's say, or maybe 1,500 miles, or even 1,000 miles is all that's required for a submarine to surface, launch a missile, and strike a West Coast city. In other words, Kim Jong-un probably has the capability to launch a very devastating retaliatory strike against a major U.S. city. And there's probably what's called a dead man's switch arrangement right now between North Korea's nuclear sub-commanders and the Pyongyang government itself. These submarines are probably required by order from Kim Jong-un to launch nuclear warheads against U.S. cities if they cannot confirm communication with headquarters back in North Korea. In other words, if we nuke North Korea, or maybe not nuke, but drop the mother of all bombs once again on North Korea's headquarters, it might actually set off a chain reaction of events where North Korea's nuclear sub-commanders are required to launch nukes against American cities, even knowing that they themselves would then be located and destroyed. It's a suicide mission. This is kind of like a crazy jihadi terrorist wearing a vest of explosives, walking into a crowd and detonating it. But this is happening on the national scale. This is like North Korea going so insane that they are willing to destroy a major U.S. or they're willing to commit suicide in order to destroy a major U.S. city. And this all hinges on someone who is unhinged, which is Kim Jong-un. And of course, there's the unpredictability of President Trump, where he possibly wants to show that he's not going to take any BS from anybody on the global scale, that he wants to assert military strength and America's military presence. And he also wants to have the support of the Pentagon and the military and the military industrial complex and all of that. So it's this collision of one totally insane Kim Jong-un and one very adamant, what's the best way to describe Trump? An adamant, sort of the new guy on the block who wants to prove that he's strong, okay? It's the collision of these two personalities that could lead to global nuclear war. Because what happens if our strike on North Korea takes out accidentally a bunch of Russian troops, or takes out a bunch of communist Chinese troops? Then China can declare that's an act of war, or Russia could declare it's an act of war. And then all hell breaks loose globally at that point, and you just hope somebody is sane enough to de-escalate the situation, which may not be the case. I mean, we could quite literally right now be looking at the precipice of global thermonuclear war with not just atomic bombs, but hydrogen bombs, which are vastly more destructive, 1,000 times more destructive potential than the bombs dropped on Japan in World War II. I mean, roughly 1,000 times. Some of them are even more powerful. They're very big bombs, and America's got thousands of them, and Russia's got thousands of them. I think at last count, Russia had something like 8,000 nuclear warheads and aimed at America, or most of them aimed at America, let's say. So we have the cocktail recipe conditions for a global thermonuclear war, and that's no BS. That is not in any way an exaggeration. It's not fake news. It is a sober analysis of the hardware that exists right now and the mindset/sociopathic psychology that exists right now among some of the world's leaders, including China's leaders, including Russia's leaders. This is not a good situation to be in, and it's not a good time to be living in a city that might be a target zone on the West Coast, such as Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, obviously. It is not at all a good time for any of that. So that's the analysis. It's not good news. I didn't promise good news in this analysis. It is a good time to start prepping, to bug out if you live in a city. Yeah, a very good time to start prepping to bug out and to start checking your food supplies and checking out your Geiger counters. Make sure you know if there's a radiation wave coming. It's a good time to keep reading the independent media, too, because that's where you're going to get the real analysis. So check out censored.news. That's censored.news. It's updated every hour. Real-time headlines from across all the most censored websites on the web, including a couple of my websites. And keep reading newstarget.com for more up-to-date news on everything that's going on without the BS factor of the mainstream media, which is mostly fake. I hope this has been helpful. Hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.